On this segment of our Spirit of America special news magazine, we are joined by Knoxville's Kurt Froyen, who is a Navy veteran and current post commander for the Knoxville American Legion.
Visiting with Kurt Froyen today for our Salute to America segment for KNIA KRLS Radio. Kurt, you know, you're the post commander here at the American Legion Post in Knoxville, but let's just start off our conversation talking a little bit about, first and foremost, your service. Can you kind of talk about, you know, how long you were in the service, what branch, and what year you went in?
Yeah, I served in the U.S. Navy from late 71 through June of 1976. I went to officers training in Newport, Rhode Island. After graduating from officers training, I went to a communication school in South Carolina. And then I was assigned to the USS Ticonderoga, which is an aircraft carrier. At the time, it was off the coast of Vietnam. When returned, we became the primary recovery ship, actually, for three of our last moon missions. I was on the recovery for the Apollo 17 mission, which was the last mission to the moon. It's hard to believe that's over 50 years ago. And that particular mission, that's kind of probably one of the highlights of my career, because I was in charge of the motor oil boat, whose purpose was to put the flotation device around the capsule when it returned from the moon. Actually, splashdown, I probably wasn't more than 50 yards from where when the capsule hit the water. I can still see those three big red, white, and blue parachutes as that capsule was coming down. So that was one of the moments that I certainly will never forget, I guess. And we were also the primary recovery ship for the first two pieces of the space station that we put up, Skylab 1 and Skylab 2. Once the aircraft carrier was put out of commission, I was made commanding officer of a river patrol boat, fast patrol boat 19. And we did search and rescue missions when we were stationed on the Atlantic coast, and then we were sent into the Great Lakes to work with reserve unit there, and then we did a number of search and rescue missions while I was on the Great Lakes. I got out of the service in 1976, came here, and I taught elementary art my first year, and then became the high school science teacher and taught here until I retired in 2003.
And now, since you're retired, you've worn a lot of different hats in Knoxville, you know, a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But also, you are the post of the American Legion here in Knoxville. But we kind of talked about beforehand that you have so many dedicated people that, you know, you're really just a facilitator in terms of what that American Legion post does and people in the Knoxville community do. Can you just kind of highlight some of the significant things the American Legion post does?
Yeah, I think that, and facilitator is a perfect word for that. I mean, because people know that they can contact me if there's a need for the veterans and everything, but then I have this group who I can call on who are, or I could just say, very dedicated veterans who are still serving our community. In fact, if you don't mind, I'd like to mention the people who are on our funeral honor guard, because that is probably one of the greatest services that our American Legion Post offers. No matter what the weather, and I'm not talking about post office here, no matter what the weather, if there's a veteran service, we're going to be there. We've done it in snowstorms, windstorms, rainstorms, makes no difference. But we've done it at times when there was only one person there or there was no one there from the family. But so Dave Amos and Mike Bellin and Bobby Bingham, Jim Brees, Steve Hatch, Ed McDonald, Conrad Nelson, Emery Risley, Jack Spohr, Dick Reed, Carol Rowland, Madale Mallory, myself, they are the core that keeps our American Legion Post going. I know that at any time I can call on any one of them for help, and they will always say yes. The only problem is, Clayton, is that our probably average age is probably 77, 78 years old. And we talk all the time what happens when we're gone, because we have not had a new member join us under the age of 60, probably in the last 25 years. And I have to say that I also wasn't active until I retired. And I guess we're hoping that as some of the veterans who are maybe in their 50s and early 60s now, as they're retiring, we'll hope that they will become involved in our organization. As far as things that we do in the community, I one of our major projects every year is to work with the fifth grade students. Ann Rankin, who is a fifth grade teacher at North Star Elementary, she organizes the fifth grade teachers, and they work on the history of the American flag and how to respect the flag and that sort of thing. And every fifth grade student writes an essay about what the American flag means to them. I tell you, one of the fun things every year is me to read those essays. We have another major, thing that we do is, of course, is the flags, putting up the flags on the veterans' graves at Graceland Cemetery and all the cemeteries around Marion County and our area. Recently, obviously, we had some problems with a windstorm during Memorial Day. We had a number of poles and flags that were damaged, and I know you and other members of the media immediately put our plea for help. Before we even had the flags kind of put back in order out in the cemetery, we already had people coming out there bringing us cash and checks and everything. In fact, within 3 days, we had received over $5,500 in donations and to help us replace the damage that took place that day. And another thing that we've had is that, for probably 30 years, Jack Spohr's wife, Teresa, has done the repairing of our flags. Flags have become very expensive. They're up to $60, $65 a piece. They get frayed on the edges, and Teresa has repaired those for the last 30 years. She's had some health concerns recently, and so we've turned to Jessica Kennard, who is the family consumer sciences teacher at the high school, and she has had a number of students who've helped us. In fact, they repaired 50 of our flags already this year. And another major thing that we do is we always maintain the Veterans Cemetery at Graceland. This past year, so many of the wooden crosses that we have been using were just beyond repair. And at the high school, Sean Sanger, who is the teacher and in charge of the manufacturing class, he organized his students with the help of Weiler Corporation and their donation of aluminum. Those students were able to make 250 crosses that we will now be able to use at the Veterans Cemetery. You know, I can kind of go on and on, but we have a community that's willing to help anytime we ask, but we have this core of individuals that I know that we can count on for help. I would encourage everyone to know that Rob Banstra is the Veterans Service Officer for Marion County. His office is located in the courthouse. He's an exceptional, just an exceptional individual. And any veteran or any family of a veteran who needs help, see Rob, because that's his job. And I happen to serve on the Marion County Veterans Commission, and I can tell you that anything we can do to help veterans, we are there to help.
Well, Kurt, kind of before we close up, how important is it in Marion County for a group like the American Legion to kind of advocate for veterans, make sure that they're honored, make sure they're respected, and just to make sure that they receive support in the community for whatever their needs are?
I think it's essential. It's very sad that so many of the communities around the area here and all throughout Iowa where the American Legion posts are closing. And we are probably one of the most active available. In fact, for even Polk County doesn't have an honor guard. We get requests from all over that area to come and help. But I think that the average citizen cares about our veterans. They just need to know what they can do to help. And it's this core group that we have that people can contact as a means of facilitating all of their requests and all their desires to honor our veterans. I can say that one of the things that I've done over the last few years is I volunteer with hospice for veterans. You know, and it's one of, it's a difficult time to think that a veteran is passing or is close to passing, and he has nobody to talk to. Maybe a family member, but he'd like to, we tend to think back about our time, as you're reaching those final days, you think about it, our times, and the veterans think about their times in service, and they like to talk with somebody about that, and that's one of the most rewarding things that I have experienced, is being able to work with those men and women in their final weeks and months of their time here.
Well, Kurt, I appreciate you, your service, and you know what the American Legion Post does here for veterans in Marion County.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate this opportunity. Again, I just want to say the names of those individuals that I mentioned, they're just exceptional people. They continue to serve their country, and I would really urge anyone, any veteran who would like to join us, to please do so. We have our meetings the second Tuesday of every month at Memorial Hall at 5 o'clock. We'd love to have anybody come in, and we're always happy to go in and talk about what we are doing with any organization. So thank you for having me in today, and again, I hope you enjoy the 4th of July as we honor again our America's independence and the sacrifices that our men and women have done over the years to allow us to be able to celebrate that 4th of July. Thank you.
Once again, that was Navy veteran and Knoxville American Legion Post Commander Kurt Froyen for our Spirit of America Special News Magazine. For KNIA Careless Radio, I'm Clayton Sampson.